Gracias, señora presidenta.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. We're very grateful for the presentation made by the distinguished speaker. And I want to emphasize that today, the 12th of October in Venezuela, in my country, we're celebrating the Day of Indigenous Resistance, previously known as Race Day, before the entry of the Bolivarian government. And in the context of the Durban Declaration and Program of Action, giving rise to the principle of promoting and protecting the human rights of people belonging to the most vulnerable groups, Venezuela has been rolling out public policies aimed at redressing the historic situations of social equality that have endured for so long. In particular, affirmative action fostered by the Venezuelan state and its competent institutions to support those of African descent, which seek to eliminate the structural disadvantages that that vulnerable group has suffered from historically vis-a-vis the rest of the population. In 2012, we established the National Council for the Development of Communities of African Descent in Venezuela, and this council promotes government actions to improve the quality of life of the population of African descent in the country through inter-institutional coordination and with the participation of various Afro-Venezuelan communities joined together to create public power. This has created a roadmap in our country for the recognition of justice and development for this important and significant vulnerable group, as well as to renew our determination to combat racial discrimination. In April 2018, the President, Nicolas Maduro, laid out the national policy to comply with the goals established in the program of the International Decade. In our country, this constitutes recognition of justice, development, inclusion, and peace. And in that context, we wish to highlight from among the positive measures taken the Venezuelan government's action, which has had a high impact on the Venezuelan population of African descent, such as the youth program, creating a space for activism, coordination, and involvement of young people, and the creation of an integrated Afro-Venezuelan school where we debate the development of an emancipating education for the Venezuelan youth of African descent. We've created Afro-epistemology and the African-led development of a common economy, as well as the organization of Afro-Venezuelan public power. In 2019, in the context of the International Decade, Venezuela organized an international conference on reparations. We believe that we're one of the few countries dealing with this issue in the region in favor of the population of African descent and dealing with that at state policy level. Chairperson, the Venezuelan government, working alongside Afro-Venezuelan organizations, has worked to create the collective construction of a strategic plan for those of African descent. This plan was presented in the country by Nicolas Maduro on the 14th of December 2019 and is in full implementation stage. This program is directly connected to our public policies in the context of the International Decade. Furthermore, and in the same vein as was described by the distinguished speaker talking about education as a key tool for combating racism, the Venezuelan government, working through its Ministry for Education in its capacity as an inter-educational guide, has shouldered the commitment to ensure intercultural education in order to promote the respect for cultural diversity as an indispensable element to attain integrated education, which will definitively eliminate discrimination, exclusion, and racism, and will strengthen cohabitation between cultures. In that connection, we have had educational summits for the 21-22 academic year in the 14 states of the country with the largest population of African descent. And I should say that this is a space where we recognize and renew the historic combat of those of African descent, of Africans and their descendants, particularly, in order to build a new Venezuelan cultural identity. Without any doubt, this system will contribute to the recognition of identity and the pride of being Afro-Venezuelan. Thank you very much, Chair.